VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and I'm joined with my husband, Gary Tunsky, who's the author of the CD and upcoming book, as well as the title of our show, What in the Cell is Going On? We are on every Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed on the front page of prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We thank this radio station for allowing us to have any questions you may have answered on next week's show. The voicemail line is 862-800-6805. Just leave your name and your question and let them know it's for our show. Our guest today is a board-certified classical homeopath with a BA from Arizona State University, a diploma from the four-year professional program at Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a PhD in homeopathy. Welcome, Dr. Cilla Whatcott.
Thank you, Renee. It's great to be here.
And my husband, Gary's on, too.
Hi, Gary. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, it would be good to start the program. If you can tell the audience, Celia, as far as what the difference is between a classical homeopathy versus like traditional or using gnosis or star codes, kind of fill in the blank, and then tell the audience about your background.
I can't even say the word, so can you pronounce the word?
Right. So classical homeopathy is a deeper investigation of the whole person in order to find one remedy that matches the entire constitution. Lots of people can take a weekend course in homeopathy and say that they do homeopathy, practice homeopathy, but basically what they're doing is much more practical and almost allopathic in its application, where you look at a symptom, you prescribe a remedy. Let's say you have a bruise, you can give arnica. It's much, much more simplified than classical homeopathy. We spend a great deal of time taking the entire case, understanding everything about the person, and finding one remedy that's going to address everything that the vital force is bringing up. So that's classical homeopathy. The training is about 4 years, very in-depth in terms of case-taking, analysis, materia medica, and much more involved than just, you know, simple applications that even lay people can do by, you know, going to their health food store, picking up a remedy, seeing what's written on it, and applying it for simple things. That's very doable.
Mm. What type of assessments do you use or diagnostics do you use to find out what tincture to actually follow?
It's all through case taking. So okay. We're looking at where the energy lies and where that imbalance is in the energy. So we take the case simply by understanding history, current complaints, likes, dislikes, foods, temperature preferences, what the emphasis is in terms of awareness with the individual and what things are pathological. So it's the case-taking process can take about 2 hours with classical homeopathy.
Okay.
Wonderful. And how long have you been doing this, Cilla?
About 13 years.
Wow.
So 15 Excellent. Years, yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. And where do you practice?
I'm located outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, but most of my practice is remote at this point. People from all over the world contact me, so I work through Zoom or Skype very easily.
Wonderful. My husband's from Minneapolis as well.
I was born there in Coon Rapids. I spent most of my life in Blaine and Fred Lee and New Brighton.
Yeah, that's north of me. I'm southwest of the Twin Cities in Chaska. Yep.
Okay.
That's great.
Awesome. I know I met you on one of our truth groups about the exposure of what's going on with the vaccinations and everything. So I just wanted you to give your expertise on what you actually see these vaccines are doing to the cells and our immune system.
Right. Well, years ago, I taught a class at a community college called Vaccine Information. And I simply relayed factual information about what's in the vaccines, what their effectiveness is and is not, what kinds of side effects we see. It was all, factual information. until the community college was not interested in me teaching that anymore. So that's kind of how I began. But then within my study of homeopathy, I bumped into homeoprophylaxis, which is really where my current focus lies. And homeoprophylaxis is the use of either nosodes or other remedies in the prevention of disease. And it's been used for over 200 years. Across the board, the effectiveness is about 90%, and we don't see any harm, any injuries. It's completely safe. In fact, it's sanctioned in India, where government doctors actually distribute it. So,
is this based on Hahnemann's work in their 1800s?
Hahnemann did use homeoprophylaxis. We call it HP for short. He used it with scarlet fever, and he used belladonna, and found that it was preventing scarlet fever. And there was actually an edict that went out at the time, this was in Prussia, where whenever there was a scarlet fever epidemic, people would be taking belladonna as a preventative. So Hahnemann was the first one to use it. Many homeopaths today take issue with it and feel that it's disruptive to the vital force, that you shouldn't try to prevent a disease, but only treat a disease once it comes around, and they call that method genus epidemicus, where they look for the most common remedies to treat a particular disease epidemic and then apply that. But I think many of those homeopaths may not know the efficacy, the effectiveness of HP, and also, what about the weakest among us? Isn't it better to prevent than to try and treat when some people can't withstand a disease?
Correct.
Definitely. And so what have your, as far as what you're working with, is it predominantly adults, or are you working with children? What exactly are you doing specifically?
Right. Mostly children, Renee, because parents are looking for an alternative. So it's not government recognized, so it's not something that can get you into the school system or be accepted yet. But for those parents who want something but they don't want to do vaccines, it's a great method, and I have a program that's based on a 15-year study done out of Australia. And in that study, there was about 3,000 children. We watched them for 15 years, and they saw that the effectiveness rate was about 90% for those diseases that they could confirm they'd been in contact with. And the amazing thing is they found these kids had more robust immune systems as a result of using the energetic diseases in HP to pass through their system. So these kids had fewer allergies, eczema, atopical illnesses. So they were, their immune systems were enhanced by the use of it, and they were healthy. And I have over 1,000 children in the program. The program that I offer comes with a kit, one-on-one training with me and support, and then the parent administers the program, and it covers 8 different diseases that are commonly within the vaccines, and very easy, very doable. Parents love it. They comment that their kids are the healthiest kids on the block. So it's great.
You know, it's really sad, Scylla, that allopathic medicine tries to copy or counterfeit the therapeutic value of the homeopathy, but they don't tell you that the poisons and the adjuvants that they're using to inject, in addition to the attenuated viruses or the attenuated bacteria that they're injecting in the blood. So if they use the concept of homeopathy in allopathic, they, number one, would be much safer for the patient. And number two, the therapeutic value would be 10 times more than what they're doing.
More beneficial, absolutely.
Beneficial, yeah.
Are you working with unvaccinated children only, or do you work with vaccine-injured children also?
There are many children that are changing lanes. Their parents, you know, did the first few vaccines, and then they decide they want to do otherwise. So I'm working with both, definitely.
Excellent.
And
what about autism?
The other application is travel prophylaxis, because many people think that there's requirements for vaccines when you travel, and that's erroneous. The only required vaccine is yellow fever if you're going to a country where it's indigenous. So you look on the CDC site, you see if it's required in that particular country. If not, the others are all recommendations. They're not requirements. So I have many people calling me saying, you know, they're going to Costa Rica or, you know, some country and they would like to have some protection. So I do a very individualized consult where we look at where are you staying, what are you eating, who are you seeing, what are you doing, how long are you going, and then we start looking at that list and seeing what applies to you and your circumstances, and then I can send the NOSODs for those particular diseases with directions.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. And what type of results, or are you working with autistic children as well?
I've been trained in CEASE therapy, which is a method to unravel some of the damage done with vaccines. I'm currently not taking CEASE patients. I have two other homeopaths working with me on the Real Immunity website, and you know they're taking those cases, but I'm not currently taking vaccine-injured cases right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're getting, results by reversing the damage done by the vaccinations, correct?
We do see good results. Homeopathy is one of the safest, gentlest, very effective method. And these kids are sensitive, and that's why they're in the predicament that they're in. So something like homeopathy really addresses that in a gentle way that's not disruptive to the system. But it's not overnight. You know, the parents have to be willing to observe and take time and slowly, you know, go step by step. And if they're able to do that, then homeopathy can be a great fit.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We're very excited to hear any type of wisdom you want to share with the audience because it's so needed. I mean, so many parents and so many people are so looking for answers and don't know there are other options, you know?
Yes, there are definitely other options. And, you know, what I would say, Renee, to parents is get active politically in your state because pharma is now lobbying and trying to push through mandatory laws in each state. Vaccines are state governed, so they can't do something federally. It has to be state by state. And here in Minnesota, many parents have been very active in writing to their lawmakers, visiting their lawmakers, going to the Capitol. When these bills crop up, be aware of it and head to your lawmakers to put in your two cents and give your opinion. And the place where they can see, you know, what laws are coming up is in the NVIC.org, National Vaccine Information Center.org site. And all of this is on your website. Your website's thorough. It's got all the information. And NVIC.org is where they can look and see if bills are coming out in their state, being introduced in their state, and then they can get busy. It's just a matter of either making phone calls, writing letters, just so your voice is heard.
Yeah, I know that they're working on Oregon right now, correct? I think that's the first state they're attacking, trying to mandate for adults and children.
Yeah, Washington tried, and it got voted down. Now Oregon's pushing hard. Minnesota got voted down. So there's quite a few states where they're attempting to push this through.
Mm. Also, too, they're trying to water down the homeopathic tinctures because I use the German compounds of the spagyric from Germany called Picana, and that company ended up stopping manufacturing for like 2 months because the FDA and the AMA are trying to taint these tinctures with adjuvants and preservatives and additives.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be as pure as we want.
Right, and also the FDA is trying to push through new guidelines for the purchase of homeopathic remedies in the U.S. So there's a great organization called Americans for Homeopathy Choice, and they're very active in Washington. They've actually stalled the FDA from pushing these new guidelines through. And it's been through the efforts of this organization kind of pulling together many lay people who use homeopathic remedies and don't want changes made. So I would highly recommend people visit AmericansForHomeopathyChoice.org and see what's being done there to try to protect our use of remedies in the U.S.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. The conditions are ramping up, and it's a matter of just being proactive and taking care of your own family. I have parents calling me all the time, anxious and in a panic about what to do, and parents are getting very creative and very innovative in terms of avoiding some of these mandates. And, you know, I have to give them credit that they're stepping up to take care of their children however they need to. But
that's wonderful. And how do you combine nutrition? I'm sure nutrition is a big role of what you're teaching also.
Yeah, Renee, nutrition's essential. And even Hahnemann in the Organon says that these other conditions need to be in place for homeopathic remedies to work well. So when someone comes to me and their diet's clean, their environment's clean, I know that those remedies are going to work much better with them than someone who has poor diet, smokes, drinks, isn't taking care of their physical body. Remedies can't work as well. So I never dictate to people because diet's something so difficult to change. I mean, it's a challenge for individuals to make those changes, and it really has to come from within. So I prefer working with people who are already there instead of trying to dictate to those people who aren't there, because I know it's best for them to be able to make those choices and not me just to tell them. So, but most of the parents who come to me for homeoprophylaxis, they're there, and that's why they're looking for alternative methods, because they recognize the toxic environment that we're in, and they don't want to add more toxicity with vaccines. So they're definitely on board and looking for something clean, and the HP program suits them perfectly.
That's wonderful. So you're seeing people worldwide, because you said most of your stuff's on Zoom and everything?
Yeah, worldwide, absolutely.
That is awesome.
Absolutely.
And you really don't even have to see them, right? You can just work with them just by,
remotely. Yeah, because once I send them the kit and I work with them remotely, giving them the instruction how to administer everything, then I'm available for support for the program, but it's in their hands and they can do it. So it's great. And that's what parents like that too, being able to do it themselves. It's a very forgiving program. It's flexible. It spans over about 3 years, but can be shortened. So all of that individualization we talk about, what's best for your family and your kids? How old are your kids and what have they already had? And, you know, we set that up at the front end, and then parents carry out the program.
Excellent, excellent. And how are you guys able to do what you're doing without getting pressure from the powers that be, the drug companies? Are they calling you? Are they trying to stop you in any way? Not yet.
So far, we're under the radar. So,
oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And the other two doctors are also the same type of doctor you are?
Yeah, they're classical homeopaths.
Awesome, awesome. You guys are real doctors.
Oh, well. Yeah, I have quite a few opinions about medicine that I'll keep to myself, but
the practice of medicine has become corrupted.
Yeah, it's become very corrupted.
As long as
it's
truth.
Definitely.
Say it again.
So it's just become corrupted, the practice of medicine, and it's, you know, driven by pharma profits, and it's sad because I think many people who go into medical training have good intentions at the start, but it becomes overwhelmingly corrupt. You know, it's definitely. So that's why I did the Real Immunity film series that's also available on realimmunity.org. And the first one is The Quest for Real Immunity. And it simply interviews a lot of leading-edge doctors, chiropractors, some parents, practitioners who understand that real immunity is something we possess, and that's our God-given right, and how to nurture that, and how germs are not the enemy, and your intuition is your friend. You can trust your intuition, and basically how real immunity can keep you healthy. The second film in the series is called Passage to Real Immunity, and that really focuses on homeoprophylaxis. So I interview parents using it. I interview doctors in India doctors in Europe who are using it. I also interview Isaac Golden, who is one of the main world researchers of homeoprophylaxis, and he's in Australia. So that's the second film, Passage to Real Immunity. The third film is due out by the end of this year, and it's called Choosing Real Immunity. And there'll be more included in that, and also I'll be putting in information about my own cancer treatment, where I went to an alternative cancer clinic in Mexico called Hope for Cancer and have been working with them, which has been an amazing, amazing experience. So that will be included. I'll be going back down there for a follow-up and interviewing and filming the director, Dr. Tony Jimenez.
Jimenez, yeah. Yep. We're familiar with a lot of the doctors down there, Oasis of Hope, mm-hmm. with Contreras and Jimenez, Tony, and a couple other. There's Donsbach down there. So a lot of the practitioners down there have been chased out of the U.S., though.
Right.
And have to practice in Tijuana.
Right, because they have the freedom to practice. And, you know, in the U.S., the only treatments for cancer that are approved are surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. And right. they don't work because cancer is a systemic disease. It's not a local right. disease. You don't cut it out or burn it. It's you increase the immune system. So they have the right idea down there, and they're able to apply it, and it's successful. I mean, the stats coming out of Hope for Cancer are three times the success rates of conventional U.S. modalities.
Yeah. You mentioned something very important about germ theory with Antoine Bichamp's research versus Pasteur, and mm-hmm. it's interesting that the concept of the germs causing illness is very similar to tumors causing cancer.
Right.
And the tumor is not the cancer, and I want the audience to know that the tumor is just a side effect of cancer process.
Right.
So the cancer disease comes first at cell level, and then the tumor is formed intelligently like a cocoon, a bubble, to
right.
encapsulate or cocoon the mutations and the pustulence and dried blood and infection to keep you alive. So they can't tell the MDs that because they're evolutionists. They're not
right.
creationists. Could you imagine a professor saying, hey, we got an intelligent system here where the body knows how to cocoon the mutations and pustulence and dried blood and infection to keep you alive longer? And keep it from metastatic spreads. They can't tell the MDs that. So they say in med school that the tumor is the cancer. So you drug cut, burn poison the tumor, you can somehow cure the cancer. You
right.
still have cancer, doc.
Right.
What are you doing for the toxins? What are you doing to detoxify the patient? What are you doing to chelate the patient with heavy metals? What are you doing to change the pH? What are you doing to boost the immune system and modulate the immunity? What
right.
are you doing to increase circulation, doc? What are you doing to increase the nutritional assessments of 10 different categories? So they don't look at the actual root causes
yeah.
of cancer. They're looking to drug cut, burn, poison the symptom, which
yeah,
is the cocoon or,
right.
or the bubble called the tumor.
You're absolutely right, Gary. Yeah, and it's, I mean, knowing the success rate of using the methods you're talking about compared to the current methods, it's nothing less than a crime to continue the current methods when the success rate's obvious for addressing all of those things that you mentioned. That's what needs to be mm-hmm. addressed. Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
just need to know. I mean, we had a guy, I think I've said it on another show, maybe not, but we need to say it again, that came to us a couple months back, 36 years old in a wheelchair. He was currently having the chemotherapy, you know, put in because he didn't know. And that's what we find when they come to us, that they just don't know there's another option until they
right.
meet with us and they, you know, look into what the other options are. But I literally, when I was doing our scanner on him, had to be careful putting the strap around his forehead because he had bandages. They had shaved his head, and that we have to put in our scanner, our quantum SCIO scanner, we put the straps on the ankles and the wrist and the head. And do you know, he told us that not only was he getting chemotherapy right into his brain, but also they told him they could not start the chemotherapy unless he received the flu shot.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Is that insane?
Shocking.
And
that's just
and
they're shocking.
Chemotherapy directly into the pituitary, which you know how caustic chemotherapy
right.
is. It'll burn a hole
right.
through your shoe.
Right.
and they're sticking that right in the pituitary gland. And their justification is, we got to get the chemo past the blood-brain barrier. So we just have to inject it right in the pituitary gland.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
It is insane. And then we had another breast cancer survivor, Sherry, that literally when she came to us, she pulled her shirt back and showed us the port that was in the main artery of her heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they thinking? I just cannot even believe they can rationalize what they're doing.
I know. And it, you know, it came home to me in a very vivid way while I was at this program in Cancun, Truth for Hope for Cancer, for 3 weeks, because the energy there, the spirit there is so supportive, so healing, so encouraging. And I would see people come in a wheelchair who had just undergone chemo, and they were despondent, they were distressed, they were weak. And within a few days after the supportive therapies that were administered at Hope for Cancer, they perked up, they were more positive, they felt better, they were sleeping. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. rapid and it's apparent. So,
and what they don't tell you too is it doesn't just destroy your physical body, it destroys your soul. You don't care, you don't even want to fight anymore. You just want to give up.
Chemotherapy, yep.
Well, and this has been my purpose in doing the Real Immunity film series, Gary and Renee, that people will start to understand that we possess immunity. We have the capacity to heal ourselves, and we just need to focus on the proper mechanisms to do so and keep ourselves in that place of light instead of going to the other mindset of fear and despondency. So I really, my desire in getting those films out is to just lift up the awareness of viewers so they know that they possess real immunity and are backed up by the professionals in the films that are supporting and endorsing these concepts that you're spreading, that I'm spreading, so that more and more people can really understand this.
Yeah, you can't perfect perfection. I mean, our body knows what to do. Like a broken arm or a cut in the finger is what I've learned through my experience with my baby. And then, of course, my husband teaching me much, much more. And I have to be honest with you that I haven't had a chance to really look into what you do. I just invited you to be a guest. And I'm like, I know she's on this group. That's where, what's going on. So I'm going to, I promise we're going to look into your websites that you're
thank
mentioning.
You. Thank you. Yeah, the website is realimmunity.org. And you'll see trailers for the films there. And you'll also see information about homeoprophylaxis. I'm currently not taking constitutional homeopathy cases myself right now while I'm healing from my own cancer diagnosis. But I am taking homeoprophylaxis cases. So I offer informational sessions. I offer homeoprophylaxis. And then I'm also working on that third film that's going to be coming out later this year.
Where was the origin of your tumor?
It's breast cancer.
Okay, that's easy to fix. What I do on my side is I use a multifaceted approach, and I detoxify the patient. I change the pH from acid to alkaline. I force them to have more of a raw food diet with no meat, no cheese, no pasta, no bread, nothing that's the frankenfoods of the world.
Right.
I work on the immune system as far as modulating the immunity, not just boosting it, just modulation. And then I work on if there's any hormonal relationship to the tumors, and also chelate the heavy metals. So the multifaceted hit between hyperthermia, you can heat the tumors to death.
Yep.
You can shatter tumors with sound with right frequencies.
Yep.
You can choke the blood supply with viscum or mistletoe. You can juice the tumors to death. You can ozonate the tumors to death. So there's many ways I want the audience to know that you can kill the tumors without killing the patient.
Right.
You can isolate
all natural,
the tumors.
All natural, harmless. Yep. And
yes.
Those are all the methods that you're mentioning. That's everything that was applied at Hope for Cancer. So
yes.
You're right on target. And, yeah, do you do coffee enemas?
Yes. And also, too, the option, too, would be also the
suppositories. But in our manual, we have the instructions of doing the coffee enemas, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Those are all the right methods. Sound, light, heat, oxygen, and nutrition, and detox.
There you go. It's funny that the people look at me and go, what does oxygen have to do with killing tumors? And I tell them there's only one organ you'll never, ever see a tumor, ever. You won't even hear about it. You'll see tumors in the skin, the brain, the bone marrow, the thymus gland. You'll see it in the liver, the kidneys, the spine. But one organ, you'll never see a tumor. Heart.
Where's that? The heart.
You'll never see heart cancer. That's because the heart is saturated with oxygen. So oxygen can kill cancer cells.
Pure oxygen opposed to the lungs put off the
CO2, back. Yeah. The carbon dioxide in the lung would obviously breed a tumor in the lungs. But the heart is so saturated with oxygen constantly that it prevents any tumor from forming at all.
Yeah, that's true. That's interesting. Yeah, because they do a hyperbaric chamber there at the clinic. And also the ozone, that's great. They do rectal ozone. They do ozone in the blood where they take out 100 milliliters of blood, put ozone in it, then run it by ultraviolet light to go back in. So it kills pathogens, plus you've got the ozone in there. Yeah, that's great. So do you guys
It's called autohemotherapy. Were they using the Hemotron as far as the photon light machine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about the photoluminescence devices using photons?
Yeah, they do. Therapy. It's like a pad that you put against the skin.
Yes,
but they use infrared lamps, ultraviolet. They do something called Sunavera, which these are injections that increase macrophage activity.
Awesome.
So within 3 weeks, all the blood supplies, I had three blood supplies going to the tumor. They were all eliminated within the first 3 weeks. And then after that, they started seeing changes in the size. And at my three-month appointment is when they anticipate seeing the most changes, because I'll continue these therapies at home, the ones that I can. And then they send me an ultrasound machine, so I'm doing ultrasound on the location. Yeah, the ozone is the one thing I can't do at home, which I like that. I could really feel that working.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's really sad because you have to have it almost grandfathered in. Arizona, Gary Gordon, got the autohemotherapy grandfathered in Arizona. So you can go there with practitioners there, and they infuse the blood there. But it's very difficult to find a practitioner that will do blood ozone. You can do the skin, the insufflation through the bag. You can do the transdermal ozone. But as far as the autohemotherapy, it's very difficult to get a practitioner that'll do that.
You're not. You're in Florida.
Yes, I'm in Florida. Yes.
So do you have an ozone machine? Are you able to
produce? Yes, we do. But we do transdermal, where we have an insufflation bag that they walk into, and then they zip it up to their neck, and they put towels around their neck so they don't breathe it. And then the skin pores open up, and you can get the ozone through the skin pores. Or rectally, if I have like a prostate cancer patient or a rectal tumor patient, I infuse the rectum with the ozone. So it's only it's 2 inches away from the prostate. So one of the best treatments for prostate cancer would be the ozone rectally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we do suppositories that block the DHT hormone, the dihydrotestosterone. And then did they ever do the GC-MAF with you?
Yes, that's in the Sunavera injections. It's GC-MAF.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. So you have a wonderful protocol with Jimenez. Jimenez is one of the top ones. I like him and Geronimo Rubio, and I know Donsbach grow up, but he's one of the best ones in Mexico. You were mentioning Cancun. He must have another clinic then.
He has one in Cancun, one in Tijuana, and he's opening one in Thailand in April.
Okay.
Because a lot of patients come from New Zealand and Australia, and Thailand's closer for them.
Mm.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we had a little possible opening, for the second time in Gary's life down in Ixtapa that ended up going in the wrong direction. So we don't have a clinic in Florida. We actually have a 45-foot motorhome that Father's blessed us with, that on the front it says, there's a tag that says, "Wow, wellness on wheels." And we drive. We drive all over the country. Florida is home. That's where I share my two children with their dad. But you know, we're pretty much never there, especially when the snowbirds are there.
Wow, interesting. That's great. So you just travel all around the U.S. and work.
We
with
do
people.
And what we do is we build home treatment centers, the ozone bag and everything that Gary told you about. My parents, my mother had breast cancer. Our scanner shows Gary where somebody's headed before they actually get the diagnosis of the tumor, the tumor even forming. But anyway, in her case, her mother died when she was 14 of breast cancer, so she always feared it. And sure enough, our scanner showed that she was in that final stage at a cellular process level. Mm-hmm. And anyway, the reason I'm telling you that is because, you know, she not only was reversed back to health, but also now she does our shipping for us.
Oh, so that's great.
Yeah. And she'll call the company that we use the ozone bag, and we have it shipped directly to their house, because, you know, in the States, and this is why we were looking at doing something outside the States, because you can't even say the word treat in U.S. or you can get, right. Get put in jail.
right.
Whereas in Mexico,
yeah, so you were looking for a location outside the U.S. You were looking for a location outside the U.S.
Yeah, we actually had a place, in Ixtapa, somebody that Gary used to know 15 years ago that almost went forward, and we don't know the future. We kind of put it in Father's hands, but it kind of just, we had a little problem moving forward with it. But we get such success, and that's why we're not disappointed, because we get such success building those home treatment centers where the jurisdiction is out of the powers that be's hands. I mean, mm-hmm. They can close a clinic down, but they can't come into your home and tell you not to do it.
Yeah, that's a great method. And just, coach people in how to do it at home, and excellent. Yeah. Good for you. Well, that's really great.
What we actually do is we have them set up an assembly line where they start out at 9 in the morning. They do their juice. They get the juice and the blood first, and then they do their hyperthermia treatment. Then they wait an hour. Then they go into what's called e-power, which is similar to Rife machines using frequencies, pulse wave. Mm-hmm. And then they wait an hour, and then they go into a ozone device, whether mm-hmm. it be transdermal, rectally, or blood. And then from there, they can go into a room that has the what's called the ERE, which is an
electroreflexology energizer.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you've heard of the Qi machine, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's my best friend. I love it. We have it. We're in Portland right now. We just flew in yesterday, and we have all of our equipment with us. We travel around with it when it's in our RV. We have it in the RV, and then when we travel, we put it in the carry-on bags and bring it with us. But something so simple.
What do you like to do for hyperthermia? How do you apply that?
We have the ceramic emitters that are non-radiation. Mm-hmm. So we use the dome. It's a hyperthermia ceramic dome that mm-hmm. uses far infrared or near infrared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have them do that with the Qi machine. If you go to our treatment link of the vacinfo.org website and scroll down, you can see all the equipment that we have endorsed just recently, finding less expensive equipment, because we were endorsing things like the Beamer mat and all that, even though we don't doubt that that's wonderful, but $6,500, not many people can afford.
Mm-hmm. For the ozone, because I'm curious about getting ozone to use at home.
We have a device that we have pure oxygen tanks that actually run the pure 100% oxygen, not nacean oxygen. This is pure 100% through the tubes, and they run through an ozone generator, and it transfers the O2 into O3. Mm-hmm. And then the ozone gas is transferred through the tubes into the insufflation bag, so they can zip it up. They can bag their – let's say there's gangrene issues in the legs for diabetics mm-hmm. or rectally for prostate cancer. But they zip up the bag up to the neck so they don't breathe it. And you can watch TV or listen to music, whatever you want, for an hour. And you end up sweating diaphoresis, where the skin pores open up, and the ozone goes to the transdermally through the skin.
Mm-hmm,
so you get a transdermal mm-hmm. treatment.
And that's available on your site?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom has it drop shipped from the company we get it from. And like I said, we coach them through our cleanse. Because always the first thing is, you know, Gary teaches it's like trying to eat a meal with your hand over your mouth. Our cells are so, caked with toxins because all of us have vaccines. I mean, they don't leave our body. So what you inject, eat, and breathe, and drink over the years, you know, it's trying to eat that meal, but your cells are not absorbing. Like our scanner will show dehydration in people that are drinking gallons of water a day. But what's happening is it's just bouncing off and they're urinating it out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the cleansing of the temple scripture talks about 72 times. That's what, you know, we've been blessed with. Gary's put it together. How long is it taking, baby, to put that together?
20 years.
Yeah, like 20 years, just, you know, very divinely getting better products and even formulating some of them himself. But it's a 21-day deep cellular flush to pull, mm-hmm. you know, get that hand out from over the cells, you know, get that film out from over the cells.
Right.
And the staple for half the kit is the homeopathy, the spagyric drainage remedies. So the drainage remedies for liver, kidneys, blood, lymphatics is half the kit right there. So the drops are put in water with lime.
Yeah, the drainage remedies are great. Yeah, that's another form of homeopathy, another method of homeopathy that's widely used in Europe, much more widely than in the U.S. But the drainage, that's a great modality.
Mm-hmm. And then we combine that with the raw juicing with the greens, mm-hmm. and we eliminate all meat and dairy. So mm-hmm. there's no meat, and then there's nothing cooked that's allowed in my cleanse. So everything's raw. And they stay on this raw diet for fruits and raw veggies, raw nuts and seeds, and the two raw juices a day,
vegetable juices.
And it's amazing the results we get with diabetics, with hypertension, with cancer. I mean, we eliminate diabetes within 2 weeks, just in the mm-hmm. cleanse.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, definitely.
Body knows
nutrition
what
is everything. Pardon me?
I said the body knows what to do.
Yeah, life has intelligence. The body knows what to do, definitely.
That's right. But yeah, we're definitely, getting great, great results by building those home treatment centers. And, we wish we could have had the thing in Mexico, but apparently that's just not, you know, our direction because, you know, we wouldn't be able to go because we also have our presentation that we do. I don't know if you've got an opportunity to see that, but mine's in honor of my little girl I lost before I met Gary. And speaking the truth with love, I call my message the appetizer. And, mm-hmm. you know, as a victim up there sharing the truth about what I had to learn the hard way as far as exemptions and ingredients and the researchers who are proving the autism epidemic of 28 little boys now today. I think it's even more than that probably.
Right, right.
So my message is the appetizer, I call it, and then Gary's is the meal.
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
because
great.
He shows first, like you said, that germs don't cause disease, and he uses analogies because that's the whole premise of vaccines and even Western medicine, mm-hmm. you know, and opposed to the inner condition of you upon exposure, like, you know, Pasteur admitted to be chump, but nobody knows about this.
Right. It's the terrain. It's not the germ. It's the terrain, and we live with these organisms and depend on them. If you removed every bacterium and virus from our bodies, we'd be dead. We have a symbiotic relationship.
There's a symbiotic relationship with the germs, especially in the gut. And 70% of your immune system is in the gut. It's not in the thymus gland. It's not in the bone marrow. It's not in your lymphatic system. It's in the gut. Gut-associated lymphoid tissues. So people, even the MDs don't know that. 70% of the immunity is in the gut, which is the IgA, IgB, IgM, the immunoglobulins, and they don't even look at that.
Right,
and the MDs are not even trained in med school to know what a probiotic is and what is a antibiotic versus a probiotic. You go with the body, not against it.
Yep, we're on the same page, Gary. Absolutely.
Or even nutrition. I mean, nutrition's an elective class in medical school. What does that say?
Mm-hmm.
they have a choice to take it or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, right. And that's
most
biggest...
oncologists, if asked, you know, what should I eat, they'll say it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Is that insane? That's insane. They even told my baby girl, I've said this on another show before, because she had mono the last 5 weeks of her life, and like 3 weeks into it, Epstein-Barr virus, the top immune at Miami Children's, the top doctor there for immunology or whatever, infectious disease, he diagnosed her, and 3 weeks into it, she was losing weight, And I called him and I just said, could it be more? Because, you know, kissing disease, mono is not a, you know, regressing disease, you know. Mm-hmm. I just knew that as a misinformed parent. Anyway, you know, he told me, feed her Oreo cookies, feed her ice cream. Hmm. I mean, that's just, and this is the top doctor at Miami Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
They don't.
Well, as you know, they don't even think the sugar feeds tumors. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Look up sugar glycolysis, doc. Sugar fermentation, and read it. It's the main staple of feeding a tumor is sugar, glucose. In fact, you look at an oncologist and say, if you don't think sugar feeds tumors, then explain to me why you use a dextrose carrier for your PET scans then.
Right. Yeah, that's what it takes up.
That's just common sense. You know, it's the same thing when they say nutrition has nothing to do with illness. Hey, doc, explain to me how rickets can kill you. That's a nutrient deficiency. That's just one nutrient that can kill you. Mm-hmm. Then scurvy, vitamin C deficiency, is a nutrient, not a pharmaceutical. It's a nutrient deficiency that can kill you. What about anemia, doctor? What about beriberi? What about, and go on and on to all the illnesses that can kill you with one nutrient deficiency. And they're saying nutrients have nothing to do with illness.
Right.
But all you see on television by the drug companies, because, of course, they're the biggest sponsors, is I was watching on the plane last night, a lady beside me watching some movie, and it was, you know, that's all that they offered her. You know, they diagnosed her with cancer, and I was, like, reading the words on the movie, and they don't know any other option. That's why, like you said, the number one thing we need to be doing is given the information out to where people know there's an option.
Mm-hmm. Educate people.
Yeah, because we have such a position of trust with these medical doctors. I mean, I remember when my the dad of my children, when he came home from a chiropractic office he worked with and said that, you know, they're telling us to look into the vaccines, my response to him was, I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my daughter.
Right.
And that's 99.9% of the people out there.
Right. Well, people are waking up. Because the population that interfaces with me is more aware and is looking for something different. So I definitely think people are waking up, becoming more aware, and it's just a matter of time and attrition, the old school dying off and the young families moving up that get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a whole new generation of definitely people are starting to see. I mean, autism alone, I mean, my daughter's mausoleum says God's dearest angel on it. I mean, I know these babies are here to make the change for our creator, because we've given our creator's role to these medical doctors.
Right.
That don't even believe in them. They're taught evolution in medical school.
You know?
So it's like they don't believe the body has the innate ability to do anything. So it's like, why go to them? Wake up, people. Wake up.
Well, and just the overuse of specialties where nobody treats the whole person anymore. It's go to this specialist and that specialist, and nobody gets the whole picture except functional doctors. You know, so luckily this functional medicine is starting to become popular, and that's a step in the right direction.
Right. That's why we use we have an assessment tool called the Quantum Skill. It's based on quantum physics, and that actually analyzes the whole body at one time. So you can get a neurological assessment, a cardiology assessment, endocrinology assessment, gastrointestinal assessment, cranial assessment, pulmonary.
Emotions. Everything.
Nutritional assessments. It'll do hormones. It'll do pH. It'll do hydration status, inflammation, circulation. Every parasite, every virus, every bacteria is listed. So we can do a whole assessment on one body.
Do the assessment? How is it done physically?
It's done through voltage impedance. So you have straps around the wrist, the ankles, and the brain.
Uh-huh.
You sit still for about 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it runs what's called the signature pattern of frequency, and it picks up the parasites by the megahertz frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at substrates of blood, urine, saliva, and X-rays and CT scans and things that are invasive, we can actually analyze vitamins and mineral deficiencies and parasites and based on the signature mapping of the frequencies, based on the megahertz.
That's great.
For example, there could be an umbrella of parasites. You have pinworm, you got flukes, you have amoebas, you have flats, you have roundworm. Well, a roundworm might vibrate at 212.42 megahertz. It's in the software. A pinworm might be 189.64 megahertz. It's in the software. Mm-hmm. A flatworm might be 212.84 megahertz. It's in the software. So the machine can differentiate whether you have an amoeba, a pinworm, a flatworm, a roundworm, based on the vibration of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's non-invasive. No poking, no blood, yeah. No urine, no saliva, no x-rays, no CT scans, no MRIs, nothing, no radiation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Then once we analyze that cell data, because it's cellular data versus moving blood, then we can actually customize or tailor the treatments of phase 1 and 2 without playing guessing games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the medical assessments should be going, but they won't allow it in because it cuts out their medical money round, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make about $100,000 from you going to one gist to the next, neurologist, endocrinologist, cardiologist, psychologist. Yep. By the time they get done, right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. They don't talk to each other. And they still can't assess you because they only know one body part. That's
right.
And we actually, just last week, were so blessed to learn, because I run the scan for Gary, because there's a lot of butterflies and color in the program, and it even came to me before I met him when I had the nonprofit, Not On My Baby Girl. And we just found out last week from Dr. Sean Siraki out in Texas how to physically do subspace, because it's actually from Budapest, Hungary, and they are very successful on not only scanning, but also given biofeedback to reverse whatever cellular malfunctions Mr. Skio finds. Yeah. So we're going to be typing up an email today to send out to our members that, you know, let people know that we can actually scan and give biofeedback with that. And then also we were blessed recently to reconnect with the other scanner. Tell her about Dr. Sergei's scanner.
Are you familiar with the 3D ESC scan?
No.
This is a three-dimensional whole body scan that does the brain, the lungs, liver, kidneys, intestines, spine, and it gives you a 3D assessment based on color codes. So mm-hmm. What we do is we match the 3D imagery with the quantum scale in print. For example, if I see a red bar across the chest in the breast.
With my mom, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a sprain. I don't know if that's a cancer tissue. I don't know if it's a cyst, a pulp, or lipoma. But then the other scanner will tell me there's a cyst in the right breast.
Right,
it'll actually tell me the details. Is it a fluke worm in the breast? Is it a bacterial form? Is it a virus? Is it a cyst, a pulp, or a tumor? And it'll actually tell me the details.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And that's where my mother was. My mother was in neoplasm on the quantum Skio, and the red bar across her chest, and then the two, and like in the top five numbers, it said mammary breast cancer, and I almost swallowed my tongue. This was my mommy.
Wow.
You know? And then Gerster, he educated her, and she changed everything, and now she does our shipping for us.
That's so great. Yeah, that's great. Really nice.
We just love what you're doing. Love, love, love. And I'm so happy that we finally connected. And I do apologize for not researching what you do, but I promise you we will. And we got a couple more minutes. I'd like you to say any final words and give your website and your information to the audience, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you, Renee. Yeah, so the website is realimmunity.org, and they can see trailers to the films. They can see all the information about homeoprophylaxis for either children, travel, or there is also applications for adults, so they can look through that site. And yeah, I just, everything that I do is focused on teaching people about real immunity and how to access that intelligence of life that we all possess. And I honor and respect all the work that you two are doing, and so glad that you've had me on to interview today.
Absolutely. We're coming to Minnesota probably June-ish when it starts warming up a little bit.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, let me know. Email or text me. Let me know when you'll be here and where you'll be.
I will.
Yeah. I always go see my father. And he has a cabin up in Mille Lacs, and my mother lives in Columbia Heights, so it's not too far from
me. So we're going to do a U.S. tour, so I'll make sure we get a hold of you. It's an honor meeting you and speaking with you, Scylla, and thank you for all that you do for our innocent victims.
Yeah, and we appreciate all your work, too.
Thank you. All right. Take care. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. Again, if you have any questions about today's show, just call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and ya bless.